again. We still have the Rashi's and some of Kimono Bays to finish also. Yeah, let's do the Rashi's and some of Kimono Bays and we'll start them more again on some of Talmud Aleph. Kisol Kravdimi Lina Hardo Chozer B'mimashar Matzitz Aragu Kravdimi came up from. Dimi said, "How do you know Menayin Lorich that's kosher? You learn from the tzitz." And the worst then challenged the Bai said it's not Orig. Then he said back, "What I said was a mistake." But Rabbi Yochanan said, "Menayin, how do you know that a tachshit is kosher from the tzitz? How do you know Orig from Oybeged? May Oybeged." So that's always ribui. So always extra. Orba tachshit kol shehu. Chetzib orba chetzib tachshit. Shein orig. The part of it is where tachshit is not orig. The kulu have a kol shehu. The whole thing is kol shehu. Kamer dor bekatan is small. What's that? What about that? We did this. So Rabbi said that Orig Tasha Kol Shul was called Klim Meisa, and we made you see Gabi Tumas Meis v'Sheret Meis Lo Yolov L'Hachner Demal Meis Shekain Tumas Chumur. You can't learn out from Tumas Meis because that's Chumur. Quickly. Zereshova. Chazam Ksiv called Kliyasha. Yeah, we did this. Sheyasa Malacha. Magubi the Krol Shotsim Lai Motsi Yolov. Sheyasa Malacha Lav Kli Tachshit Mashma. By Shrotsim it says that they will do work that it's not doing anything. It's not used in a classic sense of utilitarian purpose, doing something with it. But on the other hand, it is something which is a Kli, which is made. Okay. So Tzak has the advantage that it has a din of Tumas Orig. Also Begel of Origu, Begel is also woven. Even if it's not woven by Tzak, it's Tome. So what are you going to do with it if it's not woven? So Orig is going to be replaced by braiding. So sack is made from a thicker type of cloth, and that allows it that just braiding alone will make it significant enough that you can use it as a for clothing to wrap around it as a chain. Whereas bag, which is made of soft material, you're not going to be able to do that. Okay, Tan Rabbon. Sack in a little sack. And now the rabbi says, Kilkali besa chabak. So how do you know you remember the Kilkali and chabak, which is the straps they use to attach items around the animal, around the neck, around the stomach? The more oisak, the extra ois to remember that. Yachal shen remember after chabolim besa mashichas. You maybe should remember chabolim and mashichas, which are even less processed than the Kilkali and the chabak, types of ropes. Tell him a sock. Not sock is tavi of orig. I've called tavi of orig. So sock has in it that it is tavi. That first you make it into threads, then orig, and then you weave it together. So we're marbe. The oi is marbe is something which is tavi, and then it's you do the clear, you do the braiding. Braiding replaces weaving, but over here it's by the mashicha. They don't even do tavi first. They just use the fibers as is, and they just braid it together like that. So that's even less. Now, Harei Oimer b'meis kol b'chol kli or b'chol masayizim tizchato the rabbis hakol kli b'sechavak. And it says by Tumas Meis, which is talking about these those over there by the Meis and Midian, they have to go through the process of Tahara for Meis. And the extra riboy of Kol Meis Izim is Marba, the Kukul in the Chavak. Izim, the goat's hair is what you use to make these ropes, these belts that were used. Yachshin Marva is the Kabbalah and Mashichas. So maybe Kabbalah and Mashichas by there should be Tomei. Versus Bedinu, actually I can learn it out from a Mamatzin. Timei B'Sheretz or Timei B'Meis. We have Tumas Sheretz and Tumas Meis. And your Marva, even a Maisi, even something which is not woven, it's braided. So I would know that the Mashiachas are not included. You learn out a Mamatzino from Sheretz to Meis. The Mora says, Hain, is that really so? If Hegel betame sheretz, shehi kala, nekel betumas meis, shehi chamura. You can't learn out a kula from sheretz to meis. Meis is more chamura. Tamalamer beged, v'or beged, v'or l'gzera shabba. We have a gzera shabba from sheretz to meis. They tell me only, not chabalim and mashichas. Says, well, how is that? It says, "Amr beged v'or b'sheretz, amr beged v'or b'meis, ma beged v'or ha'amr b'sheretz, l'timi al tavi v'orig, a beged v'or ha'amr b'meis, l'timi al tavi v'orig." And ma beged v'or ha'amr b'meis, tamei kol meis izim, a beged v'or ha'amr b'sheretz, tamei kol meis izim. So we learn out two directions: the mimar b'ol meis izim from meis to Sheretz, and they tell you only some of from Sheretz to Meis. Now, the Mor is going to ask in a second, what do you remember by Meis to Izim? We remember that before from the Oi. They would use the horse hair, Mizon of a porter, or cow, from the tail of the cow. The word oisak for the makasha b'ha'apikde l'kilkali b'chavak. You use the word oisak to be marba kilkali b'chavak. Has to how you marba zonav asus and zonav aparta. Some more answers. Hani merely mikami delesiv zevashav. They only needed oisak to tell me kilkali b'chavak as long as we were not aware there was a zevashav. But now there's a zevashav. It says explicitly by Meis, Kol Meis Izim, that includes the Kukulin and Chabak, and learn out like Zereshava to Sheretz. Hash does Zereshava, Ayatole, so Osak is extra, and that's Marbe, Zonav Asus and Zonav Apar. Bailey Ela B'Sheretz, that your Marbe, Zonav Asus and Zonav Apar. Tumas Meis Menayin. How do you know by Tumas Meis that your Marbe, Zonav Asus and Zonav Apar? Versus the dinu, timim b'meis v'timim b'sheretz. Ma'ar kishtimim b'sheretz. Also, davar b'omen mizana b'asus mizana b'pora kimaisi izim. Af kishtimim b'meis. I'll say davar b'omen mizana b'asus mizana b'pora kimaisi izim. Some verse says, "Hey, really? Can you do that? You learn from sheretz timar b'tumah. So that's great. Kavocher ma'adla b'sheretz, which is kal. So b'meis, which is chomer for sure." Or says no, still can't do it. Why im hibra betumas erev shimeruba narbe betumas shiva shimuetis? Even though meis is more chomer than sheretz, but the reality, the scenarios where the Torah gave a tuma which lasts for 7 days is much less than the tumas that the Torah gave which lasts for 1 day. So the Torah is marbe more tuma by tumas sheretz. It's the raya to tumas meis. Tamalamer beged baor beged word looks ever shoven nem beged baor besheret nem beged baor bemeis my beged amor besheret osi dabra bomi zana basus mi zana bapara kemaisi it's my beged or amor bemeis osi dabra bomi zana basus mi zana bapara kemaisi it's it. So I learned out from sherets to meis that even if it's made from such materials as the horse hair etc., it'll still have a din to it. So the more umuf. This Gzeirah Shava is based on words, which these words are superfluous words. So we know the concept of the Gzeirah Shava, the Torah writes a word, and Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai with Moshe telling him that the Torah used common words in certain places in order to indicate you learn off from place A to place B. And Moshe Rabbeinu was told, is actually what Moshe Rabbeinu was told. But he sometimes he's told the words, sometimes he's told the places, but we learn how. So there's Gzeirah Shava. Now, sometimes the words which are used with the Gzeirah Shava are words which really, it's clear from the pasuk that they're only there just to be able to be a vehicle for this Gzeirah Shava. Sometimes the word actually is used, it's needed for the understanding of the pasuk. It's not extra. But you make a Gzeirah Shava anyway. But the more says there's going to be a difference in Gzeirah Shava, which is based on words which are extra, and Gzeirah Shava is based on words which are not extra. Or it says Mufna. These, over here, this Gzeirah Shava, the words are extra. The Lav Mufna, because if the words are not extra, Iklamifrich, Mala Sharit Shekematam Bekadasha. It's not, if you're learning out from Sharit the Mace, we in a certain sense, Sharit is more stringent the maize because the size of the piece of the sheretz which generates tumah, it's able to generate tumah in a much smaller amount than a maize. A maize needs a kazayas. And a sheretz is matama bekadash of the size of a lentil, which is much smaller. That's a barley corn. Because that's only by Edson. But Bosser needs Kazayas. So Morris says, lie, yes, the word lie means yes. Truthfully, it means truthfully. Afnimothe, it is extra. Why is it extra? Michti, let's see. Sheretz is iskish l'shich v'zera. The Torah equates Sheretz and shich v'zera. Why? They see Isha shesh teitzei mimenu shich v'zera. He has an emission. V'samachle Isha shayiga b'chol Sheretz. And they, right after that it says Isha shayiga b'chol Sheretz. So the Torah wrote together the two things. That's a design of Gzeirah Shava. That's called the Hekesh, where the Torah put the two concepts or items together right next to each other. So the Torah does that. The proximity indicates you're supposed to learn one from the other. Proximity can be either that they're written in the same pasuk, or the two pasukim are next to each other, but there's a vav which connects the two pasukim. Either way, it's called a hekesh. If they're next to each other written without a vav, that's called smuchim, which is a lower form of a hekesh. So it says, shich v'zera next to sheretz. Uksi v'ebe shich v'zera v'chol beged v'chol or, asher yeh alov shich v'zora. So I can learn out beged v'or from shich v'zera to sheretz, because it says beged v'or by sheretz, and the Torah has a hekesh between shich v'zera and sheretz. Therefore, beged vor that kosa rechmana b'sheretz lomali. So when the Torah wrote beged vor by sheretz, it's really superfluous. Shomino lefnoye, so we can see from that the Torah wanted to be extra for the purpose of the Gzeirah Shava, to teach me from sheretz to mace and not ask any questions. Because the rule is if it's written Gzeirah Shava with extra words, we can't ask any questions on it. If it's written Gzeirah Shava, but there are no extra words, then we have a right to say that I can't. I have a limit to what I'm allowed to learn, what I'm going to learn out.
But how does that fit with the fact that Zereshava was a Sarah?
I, I'm, my understanding of it is that it's part of the Masara. In other words, either the Masara was words, and we're going to have to figure out where it is because this doesn't make sense, or there might be limudim which you learn out which you can't ask the Pirathon. But this specific limud you would have a Pirathon. Whereas normal Gzeira Shava is a full flow of concepts from one to the other, this would be a very limited flow. Since the first option is that sometimes Moshe was given the words and he's going to have to figure out where it is. Well, it can't be here because we'd have a peer. So we've proven that the words begged or by Besheretz are extra. So now Hanicha Lamandomer, that works out well. According to one who says Muslimi said Echad Lameded Bemeshivin. Once you have one side being extra, you learn out the Gzeira Shava, you can't ask any questions. Alamandomer Lameded Umeshivin. He says even one you could ask questions, only if it's the words are extra on both sides, that you can't ask any questions. So making the member, we still have a kash. So we have in one pasuk both ideas. So it is extra. Second Rashi, third line from the top. Saku osim minotzer shel izim. It's made from the more coarse hair which comes off of a goat. Dal bishenu orig. It's not woven normally. Elakala. It's sort of like braided together. Or some elakala cotton osim minotzer shel izim. Linked this by. But in Nefesh, let's have a he wants to hang something around the neck, with it, making it out of this braid, of braiding together the coarser goat hairs. Is Tomei, Shadarka Bekach, Bekach Shadar, that's normal. By Sak, that's normal usage. Vachakamar, Shutomei Mishum Orig, Val Mishenu Orig. It has equivalent status of Orig, even though it's not actually woven, it's Kaleya. I'm not sure what it is. The usage is it's a type of you would hang, you put like little types of charms on it. I'm not sure why it is but the nefesh. Klei gimel nimin gimel chutin shal mat v'shal noitzer shal izim tzavur. He would, they just took the threads and this braid itself. Of three spun fibers of goat's hair, colored it, and they would make a piece of jewelry out of it. So it's arabita, but kliyosa zuhi arigosa. So the braiding is the equivalent of the weaving. Nachashutovi after it's already been spun. Kidamor, like I said before, Gabi Tikit Chalilta, Bereish Pirkin, the Karlu Orig. It's referred to as Orig because it's braided. So, but you told me it's not Orig. Now you tell me it is Orig. You're saying, the point we're saying, even though it's not actually woven, it's just braided, that's the equivalent of Orig for sock. But that wouldn't work by regular threads, because they don't have that coarseness to hold themselves, to do that. Eliel sock, Hossi Lovush Royim. It's made for the royim to wear. Had no kilkali masuch shalsus shakaran paitrol or chavak singla shal sarga for ukev. You put it around the neck of the sus or around the stomach of the sus to hold the saddle the ukev. It's this tub. It's spun and then it's braided. So how you know the marb of that? So you more brings a pasuk oi. The Mor says, Yachshin Marba Chachavoma Mashikas, Litzel, Shoysen Limded, the thing which you make to measure. Makalim and Anoitza, they braid it out of the wool hair, goat's hair, I'm sorry. Commercial Nitlis, so as it is taken off without spinning it first. Vayna Tovi, it's not spun. The case of the three Neiman, first of a spun, and then the braiding, it counts like a riga, but over here there wasn't spinning. So that were my mind. Then the word says, Yachoshin Yimarbahova, see, it says, Komaisa Izim. Yimarba everything. By mace. Medinu Shlunarba, the word says, but learn from, well, logic dictates you learn from Sher, it's not. Well, it's Sarah Kurala Muta, you don't need a pasuk to be made. The word says, no, you can't hain it to me, he who. It's a question. Is that truly true what you said? Is this so? Hikol was from a sherev shikalov. Remember, hikol milatame chavolim mashichas. If the Torah was mekol, hikol lachav b'sherev. The Torah was mekol b'sherev. It's a masa kalim. It's only tumas erev. There, the Torah was more mekol because it was a lighter tumah. We have no raya mekol gamanachdu. Should we also be mekel but binyanav ze the mace should to musa chmur to mazayin? Well, not with it. What's called binyanav is a mamatzino. You find the true here. You find the true here. Well, every true here is true here. You can't do that. They're not comparable because this is more chomer. So maybe this should be yes tummy, even though this is not tummy. It's sumis chomer that lasts for 7 days. So more says xerushab. Then the Mura says that the Mura says that the word oi is extra to Marba Zanab says Zanab Apara. Hashal also Kshara Shava, but he hekel Yolof Meis Misheretz, Mutei Chabolim and Mashichas, Yolof Misheretz Mimeis, the Chomasi Izim, the Rabbis Kukali Bechabak. So we learn out from Chomasi Izim, anything made out from the Izim is Marba Kukali and Chabak, that they're braided and that's enough. So I don't need O for that. So you marba zonasus and zonapara. Then I say, well, ain't liela is sheretz the oisak hosum ksiv. How do you know by mace that's also tamei? Mor says it's a mamazino. Mor says no. Im riba latami dover habom mizon of asus betumas erev who the riba the Torah is marba betumas erev shim riba shkolam agos tumas erev hein general any type of tum which is touched bein the sheretz nevela shech vezera magazov magatam meis all of these cases the tumas are tumas erev that's many more cases than tumas meis which is 7 days so should I be marba I see the Torah is willing to be, say that there's a din tuma and a zon something made from the zon of asus by a tumor which only lasts for 1 day, which is the most common type of tumor. So who then should work for a tumor's mason, which is a limited type of tumor that lasts for 7 days? Maybe not. Narba onu betumor zayin shekem wetesi, shena v'cholam agos, al v'maga ha-meis v'vad. It's only by maga meis. It's more says they have a gzera shabba. More says mufna. Tzarech to the gzera shabba zu, this gzera shabba has to be mi-beis tebis, the beggar of or mufnim has to be words which are extra. My midrash is there to teach out this little Buddha. Shlo yitzrichim legufan, they have to do something which is not, it's, move that really doesn't mean extra, it means it's available, like a woman who's a penuya, is a woman who's not married. It's available, it's not extra. It's mufne, it has been emptied out, only to use for this purpose. Shlo yitzrichim legufan, you don't need it from their own words themselves. How would the man see? So if it's extra, it's available just to learn the Gzeirah Shabbah, has no other purpose, since like the Torah said, this should be so. I can't ask any question. The Torah said it should be so. If it's not mufna, I mean the gufan bow, the Torah wrote it for its own, it was needed for its own pshat and pasuk. And not to teach me this halacha, which just seems to be problematic. We could ask, it's Tamek Yadash. So the more could have asked it in the first Xer Shabbat. You want to learn out Dimarba from Sheretz to Meis. Oh, Sheretz is more Chomer. Mio asking the Kula Braisa, Bereisha, Uparach, Aha, the Solak Mino, Mishinu, the Mishinu, and Bahamid, Mitashanam, Mimikamaisa. The truth is, this whole conversation really could have taken place on the first Braisa, that the first part of the Braisa, Hakulan out, there's a Kash on the Limud, and therefore, there somehow has to be action. Lai means bamis, it's extra. Why could see baby shikwazera the begavor but to me hame boy says begavor by shikwazera. Why the term of it right by sheretz? To make it extra. He said Akhalaksubin Besheretz Mufnim. So he said that the words begavor written by sheretz are available. Kinamoran. Aksubin Bemes ain't Mufnim they're not Mufnim. He says Honikalaman Dharma Putibri Shmov Rabona he was set as needed by Bahamapellas. You will learn it out as long as there's no questions. But if there's questions, we can ask questions and slug it up. Some more answers. There's a hekesh from shekhvazera to mace. So therefore, the words regular word by mace are extra. They're available to teach me the gzereshava. Okay. So we mentioned Mechamas Eizim by the Maisa Midyan. So the Maisa Midyan, after the whole process, so the members of the leaders of the war came to bring a matana of gold based on the various pieces of jewelry which they had found. Nakevus Kaban Hashem, we bring a Kerman to Hashem, Isheshe Motza, Kliz Zahav, they found something made out of gold, etzada, a bracelet, with somid, ankle bracelet, tabas, a ring, ogil bakumot. Somer below, so what is this ogil bakumot? Ogil zetfush al dadin, this was, they made it in the form of the woman's breasts, and they would wear it around their breasts to entice the man. They would wear a gold piece over there by the base of Recha. That's the pshat. Now we understand the targum is mochich. It refers to kumas as mochich. It rings to revelry. You don't need it from the targum. Kumoz is a attraction for the words kan mokarim zima. This is the place where they have relations. So they found these items and they brought them. Moshe was upset. Amar Rav Nachum, Amar Rav Baravu, Amar Moshe Yisrael. Shem Chazartan Lekulkulcham. You're bringing these kabbalas. In the can you need a kapara means you've got involved in the daughters of Moab again. Harishan, what the whole thing started. Say the Benois Midian, they're getting involved in Benois Midian. Amar lo nifkam min menu ish. Nobody fell prey to that. Amar lo min kain kapara lama. So why do you need this atonement? Amar lo midei averi yitzanu, midei hirur lo yitzanu. Even though they did not do any averis, but they looked at the women and they wanted to get a kapara for the looking at the women.
Why did they initially say it's for the kapara to
like a kind of type of thing? I don't remember the lashon of Sukkim, so it's hard to remember the answer. I think it was clear from the Sukkim that it was a. Maybe I'm a shochet from Rashi in the Chumash. Rashi always mentioned the idea of kapara. I'm not sure. Miyad ben Akev is Kurban Hashem, and that's they accepted the Kurban Hashem. Tanur Derevish Mob, and they mount Hutzuchu Yisrael Shabbos Ador Kapara. Why did they need a kapara? Shazonu Enea Mina Erva, they had taken pleasure from the Erva that they'd seen. Omer of Sheshes, Bnei Mam, Mona, Akosa, Tachshitin, Shebechutz, in Tachshitin, Shebefnim. I mean, the combination of these Tachshitin was quite a broad range of Tachshitin, how they were worn. Some were worn very privately, and some were worn publicly. To tell you, Lerma Lecha, Kol Mistaka, Be'etzva Ketana Shal Isha, a person would look at, lustfully, at the Etzva Ketana of a woman, Kilo Mistaka, Be'makam Maturba, is the same thing as looking at in her inner most private areas. We don't differentiate between the two. No, had to look at the woman lustfully, even though it's talking about something which is very visible. Rashi, Tushal Dadim, Shemunochas, but it was placed in the actual place of the woman's breast. Gichul has Litzonis, it comes to the loosening a person up and doing Averis. The Kukulchem, Shemais, Shitim, this came as you're back to the veira they did by shittim. Liz noises, but noises moya. Shemakachas sitzim beminyan. Now you did it with minyan. Akachat hamshichim korban. So you need a korban. Says lanifka lo nechso midas midas yehudis. Nobody transgressed the mitzvahs of the Torah. Shazano loshen mozin shenehenu b'marasai. And they enjoyed themselves looking at this women. Tashin shebechutz is tabas the ring. Shem shebefnim is the kumos. Ramelchana misaka beetz v'shim mokum. Tabas, looking at the ring finger, looking at the finger, Kimistaka Mokum Kumos, it's like looking at the place of the Kumash, Rekavarzu, Al Shinistaklava. They're coming to atone for looking. So the looking applied to where the Tabas was, looking applied to where the Kumos was. It's the same level of Veir.